Okay, ask Catherine. If there is a plunge protection team, why would they allow a significant correction to occur in the market? Aren't we just in a rigged market that could continue to go up? No, absolutely, they would allow it to occur. In fact, the bankers can make more if you have corrections. So it's the up and down and that gives you more opportunities to make money. And frankly, there's not a person in the markets who doesn't think that the market is stronger for regular consolidations. So I don't think a correction would be against the interests of the plunge protection team at all. So it's kind of interesting to see why they haven't had it. Now, here's the only question. In a rigged market, are they concerned that if you do have a natural correction because the market is so rigged, you could lose control? That is one question. But if I was the plunge protection team, no, I would want to have a summer correction. So it's interesting to see that we are not. Second question, if indeed the plan is to automate everything in the next decade, then the powers that be won't need that many worker bees, will they? Therefore, if they have their breakaway crew picked and ready to go, what is to become of the rest of humanity that isn't going to be riding in the breakaway lifeboat? Big question, and we've seen the life expectancies of people at the lower end of the socioeconomic ladder, both in this country and around the world. People with less education, people with less skills, we're watching their, in many cases, their life expectancy drop. So the life expectancy of women and men who do not have high school educations in this country have dropped dramatically since the beginning of the 90s. I've posted commentaries about that on the blog. I think the question is, as robotics accelerate into the workplace over the next 5 years, what's going to happen? I think it's one of the reasons automation is one of the reasons we've seen government payrolls or government subsidies, whether it's disability, food stamps, other kinds of payments, pick up so much of the slack. Could you recommend a biography of Thomas Jefferson? I don't know a good one. And I emailed one of my favorite Jefferson scholars. He couldn't recommend one, so I've emailed another one. We'll see if we can come it. But if any of the subscribers, if you know a great biography of Thomas Jefferson, do let us know. Another question about Pat Byrne, the CEO of Overstock, recommending him as someone I should have on as a guest. I agree with you. Patrick Byrne is just really terrific. He's done some amazing things with Overstock. I know he's promoting Bitcoin. I have to research a little bit more about what his feelings are that, but you're right, he would make a great guest for the Solaria Report, and he is absolutely on our list.